Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Wednesday, which means we get to speak to the wonderful Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, good morning. Hope you are well.
Ever so peachy keen. A bit busy. I'll use now a phrase that might not be part of the South African parlance. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. I'm flat out, comma, like a lizard drinking. Is that a South African phrase?
No, but I like it. I like it. Like a lizard drinking.
The old saying, plagiarize, let nobody else's work evade your eyes. So you take it and make it your own.
We will definitely do that. In fact, our listeners will do that. Help us out here. Make this South African. I'm flat out like a lizard drinking. Make that into a South African phrase. I absolutely love it. Right, let's talk about nitrous oxide, laughing gas. Is this harmful? Is it harmless? What is this? I don't know why. Maybe I'm just nervous of this type of thing. Take us through it.
I thought that because the high that you get from nitrous oxide associated with the pain relief, because it's so short-lived, that it didn't have any long-term effects. And I was 100% wrong. So you know, for example, that if you have a bit of alcohol, you're safe to stay at home and talk, but not to drive. And I was thinking, well, if you're safe to drive after nitrous, surely it has no long-term effects, and it does. In Australia, we're seeing about 1,000 people a week coming into emergency, a year, 1,000 people a year, with relatively severe symptoms. Now, let me emphasize that, so by the way, are you, with regard to pain, are you a wuss? Is that an Australian word, wuss?
South African word? We use that as well. I think it's South African and Australian. Am I a wuss? Okay. I am a bit of a wuss.
Okay, so I'm a wusser. So whenever I go to the dentist, they have to look at my gums for various reasons. And I've gone down a pathway where, firstly, give me the nitrous. And by the way, having nitrous two or three times a year at the dentist, three or four, absolutely harmless.
Right.
But what they do is I say, look, give me the nitrous first, then rub some of the anesthetic gel near the gum, and a minute later, give me a whole minute, then have a little tiny needle with a tiny amount of local anesthetic, and then a minute later, have the big needle with the bicycle pump full of stuff, and then I've got no pain, right?
Right.
Okay, right. Okay. So I thought that it was harmless, but it's not. The way that it works is that it it is a painkiller and an anesthetic, but also it is dissociative, which means it takes you out of yourself. So you're thinking, oh wow, this is fun, I'm good, I'm having fun, and then you come back a minute later and you're there. But it also, the way that it works is that it destroys irreversibly some of your B12. You know the vitamin B12 that vegetarians go on about? So vitamin B12 has a cobalt atom in it. The nitrous oxide, N2O, it combines with the cobalt, oxidizes it, and forever that particular molecule doesn't work. However, each time you go, if you're there for half an hour, you might knock off, say, 5% or 10% of your nitrous oxide. And if you're looking at the little blue cylinders that they use for whipping cream, that might have 8 grams of gas, which on one hand will turn half a kilo of cream into 1.5 kilos of whipped cream, and on the other hand give you two hits or balloons, or in Australia we call them nangs. Do you call them nangs?
No, okay.
But in big doses, like, people can buy not 8 grams but 3,000 gram canisters.
Oh wow. Okay.
And they use them over a week, and so they can have all sorts of neurological problems. So we're going to do a little experiment which we're going to ask you in the audience to do with me. You ready for it? Okay, with your eyes open, raise your index finger, put your hand out to your side, and then try and touch your finger to your nose with your eyes open. Can you do that?
So wait, what am I doing? And with my eyes open, I'm moving my hand.
With your eyes open, stretch, move your hand, move put your hand out, and then put your index finger on your nose.
Right.
Okay, now, with your eyes shut, try doing the same thing. Okay, I'm shutting my eyes,
I've got
my hand out, bringing it in, and it landed on my nose, right? Now, okay, you can open your eyes now. So the reason that you could do that was that your nerves and your brain know where each of your body parts are, and right. you lose that with nitrous oxide.
Proprioception. So you lose your proprioception.
Yeah. So you get damage to the nerves, both central and peripheral. We're not talking about seeing a dentist three times a year.
Mm.
We're talking about a 3-kilo bottle on a weekend, right? Okay. And they get numbness and weakness and change in how they walk because they don't know where their foot is. Like, you know where your foot is, even if you don't have to look at your foot.
Absolutely.
You know where it is. And you know, I'm going to hit the ground. I'm going to hit the ground, right? And they get damage to the nerves. They also get a condition called subacute combined neurodegeneration. You don't want to have any disease which has combined in the name.
No,
and you're losing the nerves, both peripheral and central. Plus, you can have psychiatric things. So you can have delusions and depression and hallucinations going right all the way up to schizophrenia and being psychopathic. And then anemia, losing the red blood cells and your bone marrow, and even frostbite. And you're thinking, how do you get frostbite?
Yeah.
Well, when the gas comes out, the cylinder cools down. And they hold the cylinder between their thighs. The first time they notice it's a bit cold. By the time they've had their first dose, they don't notice. And then, in addition to coming into casualty because they've got all these other problems, they've also got frostbite of their thighs. Right. And I was totally, I did a podcast on this, Shirtloads of Science, it'll come out in a few weeks, and I was totally wrong in thinking that nitrous oxide is harmless because the effects go away. No, they can set off major problems, and 1,000 Australians every year turn up to emergency centres because of this.
Unbelievable. That is so interesting. Dr. Carl, it is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always.